When people think of Vegas, they think of bright lights, casinos, gambling, high roller suites, megastars, the entertainment capital of the world. And, yeah, maybe hookers.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid!
Sorry, Mom, it was only one time. It won't happen again. No longer will everything being said and done in Vegas stay in Vegas.
You know, they say, like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But just so you know, like, if we bone, I'm telling everybody.
It's time for Nick's Just Saying, the podcast.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Tackling topics in sports, entertainment, politics, and life, Nick will present it with a laugh.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
He's more like a middle-aged man that thinks he's funny and sexy hitting on me at the bar, wearing a silk shirt that's unbuttoned and his chest hair and gold chains are showing. Ugh.
Is she looking at me now?
No.
How about now? Is she looking over here now?
No.
You can listen to, follow, and subscribe to Nick's Just Saying, the podcast, at nicksjustsaying.podbean.com. And follow him on Facebook and Twitter at Nick's Just Saying. Nick's Just Saying, the podcast, is on the air. I sure hope Nick doesn't screw this show up today. Just saying.
Man, welcome aboard show number one, Nick's Just Saying, the podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us. I love when I've got people in the background that are clapping for us. Always enjoy that. But I greatly appreciate the fact that you decided to hang out with us today and give this a go. Nick's Just Saying, the podcast. I know, you know, so many of you have been asking me, come on, Nick, we got to get you back on. We've got to start doing some things. And I wanted to do something, but of course, trying to get the right thing at the right time isn't always as easy as it sounds, but I'm just happy to be here with you. We're going to do this once a week. We'll do it on Wednesdays from noon to 1 Eastern, or Pacific, 3 to 4 Eastern, and we're going to talk about things in many, many different areas. We're going to talk sports, because you know I talk sports, but we're going to get into entertainment. We're going to get into politics. We're going to get into just stuff that is just life. We're going to try to do it and have fun and laugh a little bit along the way, and we'll get into all of it. You can chime in on the show, and you know I'd love to have you do that. You can chime in. You can always check us out, leave your comments on Facebook, or you can as well give us a ring during the show, 702-641-1311, 702-641-1311. I have it right over my shoulder if you can really, really squint hard and see it. And also, what we will do is after the live feed is done, it will be posted, the podcast each week, to nicksjustsaying.podbean.com. It'll be there. It'll be on iTunes. You can get the Podbean app for your phone as well, and you can listen to it there. You know, Mark, Nick's Just Saying is your favorites, and we can have a little bit of fun in the room. I already see some folks here. Mike is there. Thanks, Mike. Glad it sounds good. Sean, hey, Chattanooga, love you guys. Glad that you're checking in, and this is my way to try to get in touch and stay in touch with a lot of you along the way. I'm getting a lot of love from Chattanooga early. Makes me feel good. As we come to you live, of course, from Las Vegas at the moment. And hope you like our studio. It's done up nice. See our Ollie shavers. Speaking of Chattanooga, you see me and Jesse up there in that picture. But we got a lot of good stuff. But the idea of just saying is just to talk a little bit about some of the things that I see in life. Now sports-wise, I know we have the NFL draft coming up. I get that. You know, we have the NFL draft coming up. That's coming up this weekend. Hey, in Philadelphia, and for those of you that know me, we have our ties to Philadelphia. And I'm looking forward to see what happens. But I have to be really honest with you. I'm a little bit, if you will, I was a little preoccupied before the show today because I've watched a lot of people who are acquaintances of mine, friends of mine, colleagues of mine, that just all got the axe, many of them at ESPN. And it just, it just shows you how ridiculous this industry is that I've been working in for as long as I can think about, and how things have changed greatly over the years. Some great guys got let go today. I mean, guys like Ed Werder, and I mean, just some really good people that have been let go. You know, they're keeping the big figureheads. They're going to keep them. They always will. They'll pay them. They'll make their stinking money, right? Okay? No offense, Stephen A. Right? No offense. You'll keep making your cashola. But a lot of the guys that work hard in the trenches are out. And it really stinks. Now, I had a microphone. I had a microphone in the ESPN hallway. I don't know. Sound a little like this. Don't jump. You'll be all right, I promise. I said, take it easy. You're going to be all right.
No! No! No!
Oh, Lord help us. But anyway, you know, I think about it, and the business, you know, here's the thing. And when I'm talking about this, this is true. You know, life changes. We all evolve, right? Things evolve. You know, I remember when I got into the broadcasting business. Heck, I mean, I remember that we just had, we used to edit real tape with razor blades and marked it with wax pencils. And I remember you had to have a license, and things have changed, and the internet has come along, and the big networks like ESPN came along and gobbled people up and started pasteurizing, if you will, the industry. And frankly, I'm sick and tired of it. That's why we're doing this show. I'm tired of people telling me what the hell I can say, when I can say it, and how we can do it. All right? I am. I'm tired of it. So we're going to do this, and we're going to do it the fun way. If I want to be loud and obnoxious, so be it. I'll be loud and obnoxious, and I don't have to worry about some stinking suit behind a door in Bristol, Connecticut, or wherever they may be. Las Vegas, L.A., San Francisco, Chicago, Atlanta, telling Nick what the hell he can talk about. We're going to talk about it all, okay? Because that's what I like about doing this, and we're going to do it, all right? I like Sean. Sean says that Stephen A. makes him sick. I don't know. See, and I remember this. I remember him when he was a nobody. When he was a nobody. I remember a lot of people when they were a nobody. I remember me when I'm a nobody. When I got to be somebody, I'm a nobody again. It's just what happens. But I remember when he would walk up to me in the Palestra when I was doing games in Philadelphia. Oh, hey, you want me to be your halftime guest? Yeah, you want me to come on? Now the guy wouldn't even talk to me. All right, forget it. Let me move on. I'm not mad at Stephen A. God bless him. Not mad at him at all. Not mad at anybody that succeeds. I'm just telling you, I don't like the direction of the business. But, you know, I look at many, many, many things that are going on in the world. And, you know, that the ESPN thing today kind of got me a little bit because, as I said, a lot of good people losing jobs. And I hate to see good people lose jobs. I just do. I can't stand it. I don't like it. People that work hard in the industry. Or at whatever you do. I don't care. Are you a ditch digger? I don't want to see you lose your job. You a taxi driver? I don't want to see you lose your job to the Uber driver. I don't want to see it. We all should be able to survive, right? That's part of what's driving me nuts in the world. Now, I know I probably shouldn't talk about this because some of you will go, damn it, Nick, stick to sports. Can I have some water? Stick to the sports, Nick. I don't want to hear this other crap. But I got to tell you, our political climate is driving me nuts. Driving me flipping insane. Because I don't know what's happening from one day to the next. I'm scared to death. I really am. Totally scared to death. I'm finding that daily I'm a little bit worried about what in the hell is going to go on in the world next. Now, right before I get ready to do the podcast, of course, I'm watching the news watching the news, and I see all of the news about, oh, our new tax system is coming. More tax breaks for the wealthy. And I know some of you love Trump, and that's okay. You're allowed to. I'm not mad. You can love him. That's why they make vanilla and chocolate. We all have different tastes. You're allowed to like them. I don't have to agree. Correct? I don't have to agree. And I'm watching. I'm watching and they're talking about, hey, we're going to drop the tax on the wealthy to 15%. And you and I are only going to be able to write off our mortgage. And that's it. You know, going to cut our expenditures down. You know, what we can write is write-offs. Can somebody tell me what in the hell's going on in America? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm totally wrong when I say it. But we brought Wall Street in, and now Wall Street's going to make more rules for themselves. I'm a little bit lost right now, just with how I feel about life. Oh, by the way, I see Tyler checked in. Tyler said Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz should have never been considered for a show. I'm not going to say, but I'm just saying. Nice comment, Tyler. But one of the things that I'm finding, and tell me if this is you. Now, you know me from doing my shows. And listen, I'm opinionated, and I say stupid things, all right? I do. I say stupid things all the time. And I'm very opinionated. Even if my opinion's wrong, I believe what I believe. And I think that's what you respect from me, is that I tell you what I'm thinking. And one of the things that drives me insane, like I said right now in our political climate, is as I get older, I've learned that when it comes to life, life is a little different than me doing a talk show. It's a little bit different, you know, just a wee bit. It's a little different because I think that in life, we have to have some compassion in our everyday life, right? In the people we get together with, right? Listen, I don't agree with everybody I've ever worked with, but we have to get along, right? But our political climate has changed to the point that none of us stinking can get along because no one's allowed to be different and have a different opinion. And it's bothering me. And the older I get, the more I realize we better calm the hell down, people. And we better have some compromise. And we better not just keep thinking it's our way or the highway. You know? Sports, it's all the same way. But the older I get, the more I realize, folks, we got to find ways to get along. We just do. In sports and in life and in entertainment and in politics. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm not happy with the guy in the White House. I am not. I could never put a guy in the White House that said this.
I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
That's huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hot as shit. In the purple.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. You can do anything.
I mean, I just have a problem with this. I can't respect somebody like that. I can't do it, so it's bothering me, but you may love it. But can we do something to purpose when we do this show? Can we find a way to stink and get along and realize what's right? If you had someone walk up to you in your life on the street, okay, and not in a men's locker room, I get it, that stuff happens all the time. Walk up to you and talk like that, what would you do? What if your wife or significant other was next to you? Got to get a little more class, America. All right. I know we do. We just do. Now, part of this show, as I said, we're going to get into some topics along the sports way, you know, sports round and others. I mean, as I say, we've got the NFL draft coming up. Now, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, can you tell me what morons go to the combine and can't pass the drug test? Can you tell me why you have a chance to become an instant millionaire? You don't have to go to the California lottery and win a scratch-off. You've won the sports lottery, right? And you're about to become a millionaire. And you go to the combine, and you know you're getting drug tested. You know that your Willie is going in a cup, and they're going to watch you, and you can't get out of it. You're going to do that. And you're going to fail? Or you're going to have a diluted test? Whatever the hell that is. I drink a lot of water. I've never done a drug test. And they said, that damn drug test was diluted. I never knew that. But how can you do that? Tell me how you can do it. I don't get it. Do you? If you had an opportunity, hey, you just hit the lottery, baby. And they said, all you got to do is come in for the check, and we're going to do this test, and if you're clean, you get the check. Tell me this. What moron can't pass a drug test when you know they're giving it to you months and months and months ahead? I'll tell you who, a stupid one. Yeah. Sean, like Larry Tunsil with the mask last year. Yeah. I mean, come on, people. This is what I'm talking about. America, we need to be smarter than this. And it's in every walk of life. Every walk of life. I don't care if you're the insurance salesman, the NFL player, the soccer player, or the hooker on the corner of Flamingo and Las Vegas Boulevard. If you know you got the check coming and all you got to do is stay clean just for a little while, why aren't you? How can you not do it? Come on, people. I'm asking you, why? Why do we have to be this way? Tell me what it is in life that makes us all self-destruct. Not all, but many. What is it? Is it that sports people in college that are real good lead a privileged life? I don't know. Is it that the big-time bankers lead a privileged life? I don't know. Is it that Trump led a privileged life so he thinks he can do whatever to whoever? Is that the case? I don't really know. However, we have to be... Use the old noodle, people, will ya? Use the noodle. Said Maine and Market. Down in Chattanooga, I got it. That's funny. Boy. I see more here in Vegas, just letting you know. But I don't know what it is that makes people tick. But we're all different. We're all individuals. And the things that people are doing in sports, in politics, in entertainment, in life, just boggle my flipping mind. They just do. Boggles my mind. Don't understand it. I don't totally understand it. Now, I am looking forward to having this next gentleman join us on the show. We'll get to him in just a second. Let me get things set up so I can take this call. This next time we're going to have a blast. I promise you.
Follow Nick on Facebook Live at Nick's Just Saying the Podcast and on Twitter at Nick's Just Saying. You'll see just how hot Nick looks on there. Nick asked me to sound sexy like this to stroke his ego a little more.
Baby, you better run me back to the hotel.
What an idiot. Just saying.
Yeah, maybe I am an idiot. So what? But I play a good idiot. I'll tell you that. I'm positive I play a good idiot. Well, my first guest on our first podcast, he's not an idiot. He may have a little fun. He may make me sound like an idiot as we go along. But he's a good friend, funny comedian, and a guy that I'm really looking forward to reach out on the show. He does some things on social media that have me go, you know, make me scratch my head sometime and think, and I thought I'd bring him on, chat a little. My good buddy from down in Tampa, G.R. Goodwin. How are you, G.?
Nicky, baby, what's going on?
Hey, I'm doing okay, my friend. I'm happy to have you here.
Oh, man, first guest. You want to take this show here already?
Yeah, well, I figured if you're going to sabotage, why not do it right away?
You got the right person. My man, I appreciate you having me, brother.
Hey, things are good. What's the weather in Tampa today?
It's about 80 degrees.
Oh, okay. Similar to me here in Vegas, 80. But your humidity is, what, 133?
Oh, it's the most humid place on earth. I read a study last year that said Tampa is the most humid city in America, and I contribute to about 1% of the sweat.
Oh, man. Hey, let me, and we don't have, we have very little here in Vegas, so, you know, it gets up to be 147, and you know, I fry eggs on my flat top. However, there's no humidity. Hey, can I ask you a very personal question? Because, you know, this is the old stupid white guy question to you.
Oh, man, I'm the right guy to ask.
All right, but it's the old stupid white guy asking the young, hip black man. Okay? Do you have to wear suntan lotion like I do?
I played golf last year, and you know I'm bald. So,
yeah.
Played 36 holes the next morning when I got in the shower. The top of my head was burning. So I asked a white friend of mine. He said, "You got sunburn." Oh, my God. This is what you people go through over your entire body sometimes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, when I play golf, I got to use some sunscreen.
Wow. See, I thought, I'll be honest with you, I thought that you didn't have to do that ever. I didn't think you got burned.
Oh, man. Here in the Sunshine State? Listen, there's only, the white people here are only two colors, tan and skin cancer. That's it. Yeah, two colors.
It's not funny, skin cancer, because honestly, my sister-in-law passed from it. It's not funny, but hearing it said that way is funny. But anyway, now you're off the show because you just insulted my family. Gee, you know, I want to talk to you a little bit. The reason I reached out to you is because, you know, social media crazy world that we live in today, okay, that I can't totally wrap my arms around. I love it, but I screw it up all the time. Right. You always intrigue me because you always put some of those questions or comments out there that just make me scratch my head, my unsunburned head, by the way, make me scratch my head. And I wanted to talk to you about a few. Like, you had one, GR, last week. You had one that you commented that you were asking a question for a friend, and I'm not sure if it was a friend or it was you. Some guy's wife got mad that he ate lunch brought to him at work by women. And now, I thought, how could you get mad at that?
Now, that was a hypothetical situation that I actually... That was a hypothetical situation, honestly. I got it from a friend of mine.
Okay.
And I just thought it would be, if you went to work every day and a coworker, a female coworker, noticed that you were going out to lunch every day, spending $20-$30 on lunch every day. So she decides to bring you a home cooked meal.
Nothing wrong with that.
So you don't have to spend $20-$30 every day. The guy tells his wife, and she gets mad. Now, I don't understand. First of all, I don't understand when I read the hypothetical. I didn't understand why he would tell his wife. That was the first mistake.
Well, you can't. Now, GR, I wouldn't hide that from my wife. And if she didn't like it, I'd say, make me freaking lunch.
Okay, but that's where the dilemma started. Some people would say, okay, yeah, she should make him lunch. But then some people thought it was intimate to make somebody.
Intimate?
Yeah, to make somebody dinner.
Did you say intimate or they were eating Entenmann's? What are you talking about?
No. Someone told me that it's an intimate act.
Well,
to cook for someone.
Is the guy eating strawberries off of her breasts? What's he doing?
Hopefully, if he's lucky.
Well, I don't know. You know, is she bringing whipped cream to the lunchroom? What's going on?
But I personally, who's turning down a free home-cooked meal?
Me never. You know, I responded, to be very honest with you, and right before we did the podcast, I have a woman, my wife, Michelle, she packs me lunch every day. Every day of my life, if I only tell her when I don't want it. She puts lunch together. That's what a woman would do rather than bitching that you're getting food from somebody else.
Nowadays, it's different, Nick. It's a different world we live in nowadays. Like, I held the door open for this lady. I'm going to say it. I can say it. This is a podcast. A butch-looking lesbian chick.
Go ahead. You can say it. I don't care. You know, and I'm not opposed to lesbians. I don't have a problem with them.
No. She was the man. She was the man woman.
Okay. I got you.
I held the door open for her, and she looked at me like I was a jackass. Like I did something wrong for holding the door open for her.
You sure had to do with the holding the door open, or she knew you?
No, if she had known me, she probably would have punched me in my face. Just me holding the door open for her offended her.
Wow.
That's just something. I'm from the South. I feel like that's something that a man should do. There's certain things that men do, certain things that women do. Even though we're equal, I'm doing the air quote, there's certain things, like, when it comes to killing spiders, we're not equal.
Right. No, and...
Like me and
you're right.
Like, my wife is a progressive woman, but when it comes... I come home one day, the mattress on my bed is in the living room. I said, what are you doing? That there's a spider in the bedroom and I'm not going back in. So the equality went out the window when it came to spiders.
Hey, by the way, we're talking with G.R. Goodman, fine comedian out of Tampa, good friend of mine, who we spent some years having some fun together in Chattanooga. But G.R., I got to be honest with you. Spiders, I'm leaving. Okay? I'm leaving. Okay? It's a good thing that I got a size 50 teen shoe, because that son of a bitch is getting whacked.
Listen, man. Spiders are the least of my worries here in Florida, man. Everything in Florida is trying to kill you. You got sinkholes. You got hurricanes. You got lightning. The lightning strike capital of America. Everything's trying to kill you. Even the sports teams. The sports teams here.
Oh, yeah. What's up? Yeah. Well, you know, you do live in God's waiting room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is where old people come to get maybe 5-6 more minutes of life.
Well, you know, I know one thing. It's a good thing you met me when you lived in Chattanooga, because all you are is around Yankees that came down to die.
Oh, man, it is terrible.
Am I right?
It's terrible. And the old people here, they don't know they're old. They have no idea that they're old.
Yeah.
Like, some of the women still dress with the yoga pants.
Oh, all right. GR, you just did it. Let's talk life a little bit. Tell me who in the hell decided that yoga pants... Now, mind you, there's a lot of gorgeous women that I love seeing all the little spots they may have, but who decided yoga pants was like work attire? And I mean, like, go to the office attire.
Oh, my God. Well, these yoga pants give women such an exaggerated sense of self-confidence. Like, I hope it's over. I hope it's done. Yeah. I think that trend is almost over.
I mean, and don't you hate, listen, you know, and nowadays, here's the thing, too, and Jay, I know you know this, okay? Nowadays, the big thing with women is to have a big rear end, right? Isn't that like, the thing is, woman's got to have a big butt, right? That's what they got to have, and they put spandex on it. I mean, it's screaming, let me out!
I don't know what happened. Like, there used to be a time where big butts were not a thing. Sir Mix-a-Lot made a song making fun, showing how people, white people, made fun of women. Now, white women have big butts. I think it was the jeans.
Yeah, we got it. How's that song go? What's that one? I like big butts. Who did that?
Yeah, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, that's the one. Okay, see, it just, I didn't get the right name. I knew the tune in my head. That's him?
Yeah, oh yeah, Sir okay. Mix-a-Lot.
See, there's my old white guy showing up again. I didn't know Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I'm the old white guy, one black friend. I'm that guy. I'm that guy. I'm your one black friend.
Yeah, well, you know, G, and it's true. You know, I mean, every old white man has to have one token friend.
Hey, old white man, y'all are in right now. Trump's in office. And
oh, don't start with that.
This is prime time for old white people.
Well, you know, old white people, I mean, you know, let's be honest. I mean, I'm here in Vegas, and I got to tell you, I walk down the street, I ain't seen a Mexican in 4 months.
I saw a Mexican the other day. He tried to act like he was a brother. I was like, hey, what's up, S.A.? He was like, S.A.? Well, my name's Jamal. I was like, hell no, don't even try it.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you, you know, and I write it. And I had this conversation with you when I asked you to come on the show. Okay. And we're talking with G.R. Goodwin, fine comedian out of Tampa. You know, he's done everything. This guy's a comedian. He's been an occasional guest on my show. I don't know. I think he might have sold you your air conditioner, your car. He could have. he might have sold you your weed. I'm not sure. Okay, he could have done all of those. All right. He's also been known as Prisoner 1297654.
Yeah, I was that dude for 13 months.
No, I didn't want to bring. I was trying to be a joke, but I don't like, you know. But, you know, I'm going around with all this stuff, and I've had, it, right now, and we talk about social media. Have you ever seen anything like, now, mind you, social media, this is new, we're in new uncharted territories with the way we all use it and how we do it, but have you ever seen such venom in your life over two people having a different political opinion in your life? Have you ever seen it like this?
The reason behind that is because you can safely say the things that you would never say face-to-face behind your computer screen or behind your cell phone. That's the reason. Like me, I will say almost anything, not disrespectful, but I will tell you what I got to say to your face, but most people will not. And they have the luxury of hiding behind their computer screen or even, I see this, like driving. You'll see it driving. People will cuss you.
Yeah.
Have road rage, they will cuss you because they're in their car. But if you were face-to-face, they would never do that.
Happened to me the other day. I'm coming out of a casino that's about a mile and a half from my house, okay? And I'm driving home my wife, and I'm literally, I got to tell you, I'm just doing it. I'm in a 35-mile-an-hour road. I'm doing, and I'm looking in the rearview mirror. Here comes this giant, like almost a monster truck, and he was swerving, and he went half into my lane. So I laid on the freaking horn. We come to the stoplight, he stops, he moves over three lanes. He's got the big smoke glass. He rolls down the window, young kid, maybe 20, 21, gives me the finger and then floors it and takes off.
Now, if you guys had been standing face to face, do you think that kid would have done the same thing?
No, I don't think so.
No, of course he would.
No, I don't think so. Because even though I'm the old white guy, 6'5", you know, 2'2", and a bunch of bills big,
yeah,
I think he wouldn't have done it.
No, of course. I had a similar situation. Pulling where I live at is the U-turn capital of everything. Is a U-turn. So I'm pulling out of a business, turning right, and this lady's doing a U-turn. I had no idea. There's no U-turn signal.
Right,
you don't have a
right.
U-turn signal on your car. So I had no idea she was doing the U-turn. And I maybe went in front of her a little bit. I don't know. Didn't do it purposely. And this little white lady gave me the finger so strong, like I saw the muscles in her middle finger when she was flexing, and she pulled into the business, and I could have easily turned into that business and confronted her.
Oh, yeah.
Would never do that.
She'd have called the cops on you, though. You'd have been back as prison number 126974. Profiling. That's, I know it would have happened.
But I could. This is the point I'm trying to make. Don't leave it to my discretion. I would never do that. But there are people that would
confront
her.
Yeah.
And then what would happen? Like, she's not prepared to deal with that.
Yeah, I know. It's a crazy world. It is. It's a stick in the... Now, mind you, I don't want to leave it anytime soon.
Okay? No, sir.
But it is crazy. It's absolutely nuts. And I just... you know,
it's always been crazy.
Well,
I think
that's true. We just didn't
crazy.
Have it where it was broadcast to everybody. See, the thing is now... See, here is... And we're talking with G.R. Goodwin on the podcast. This is Nick's Just Saying, the podcast, episode one, by the way. Maybe the last two. We're not sure. But here it is. G.R., you know... With everything that's in social media, you know, I'm listening to something, and I know it's there. And being in the media... There's one thing that has become like, it's become a go-to word every time someone doesn't like what they hear. You know, that Trump dubbed us fake news. Like, everybody in the media is just freaking fake, which is the biggest BS story I've ever heard in my life. Because there's a lot of hard people. Do they have different opinions? And maybe they don't gel with yours? Absolutely. That's the way it goes. And the thing that people don't do today, GR, is they don't understand the difference, okay? They hear me or a commentator say something on TV, and they go, well, that's fake news. Well, no, it's an opinion. Now, the news person who's actually just doing the hard story, he's giving you the hard story, but the problem is, in today's world, with social media and everything crisscrosses. And there's opinion people mixed in with news, and no one can separate the two. We don't have fake news. People have to learn what they're stinking listening to, in my opinion. And Trump, I'd like to stick the word fake news up your golden chair.
The thing is, we're all selfish. Everybody is selfish. We all, and it's a natural thing. It's not a bad thing to be selfish. You want to, it's self-preservation. I'm looking out for me first.
Yeah, well, normal.
Right. So it goes the same with the news. You want to hear what you want to hear.
Yeah,
and
I know.
If you don't hear that, there's so many outlets now that you can just switch over and find somebody that agrees with you.
Yeah. No, you're right. And that's the problem. Everybody wants a yes man. I get that. And I understand all that. But I just, the fake news stuff is driving me flipping insane. It really is. It's driving me nuts. And if I say anything, I can't tell you how many people I've had to kick off my Facebook page because they don't know how to mix well with others.
But just because somebody says fake news, that doesn't mean that it's not fake news. Sometimes everybody has an agenda.
Well, sure.
I mean, everybody has. If I owned a news station, and let's say there was a story about you in a negative light.
Yeah, you would say.
I'm not running that story.
Yeah, because who are you kidding?
You know, we're friends.
Well, now, come on. If it would get you paid, you'd run it.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You had to throw in the money. Yes, I'll do anything.
Hey, I just got a comment on Facebook from Sean. He says, in Trump's eyes, the bigger the truths they say, the faker they are. It's true. You know, hey, I played this earlier. Do we want, like, this is why I can't, you know, if this was us in a, you know, playing golf, I might laugh at you, but I don't want it in the White House.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
I mean, does that belong in the White House?
I love it. Yes, it does.
Oh, come on.
White House.
It does.
I got kicked off a show last year. It was a Tuesday through Sunday show. I'm not going to say the club, but there's a comedy club in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm not going to say which club it is, but they kicked me off the show. I told the same joke Wednesday,
right.
Thursday. First show set Friday. Second show Saturday, Friday, and the owner's wife heard me say pussy.
Oh.
And she kicked me off the show for the two shows Saturday and one Sunday. I got kicked off the show for saying pussy.
But it's okay Donald in the White Trump, House, mind you.
Donald Trump said that I got elected to the White House. So, yes, I need people to say that. I need him.
Oh, okay.
We need
him. So you like want all our politicians to, on their bumper stickers, say, vote for me and Vajayjay?
I want them to say what they would normally say. I don't want you to hide. I don't want you to hide who you are. We've become too politically correct in this society, man. I hate it. Comedy is the last bastion of free speech.
Yeah, I get all the free speech because I use it, trust me. But you know, GR, talking with GR Goodwin, fine comedian out of Tampa. GR, the one thing, though, I do say this, though. The one thing that we miss a little bit, and this is old Nick talking now. This is seasoned, like if I were a tree, he'd cut me open and see 7,000 rings in me, okay? All right? This is old Nick talking. But the only thing that we're missing, though, is while I know that political correctness is a little amok, but what's never out of style is saying things that are a little respectful and are an indication of the place you occupy in life, if that makes any sense to you. That's okay, what I have. I don't have a problem with a guy talking a little bit, but I just think there are times and places, and I don't think I want it in my White House. You know, now listen, I never voted once for Obama. If he came back tomorrow, I'd drive him to Washington, I'd take Trump by the throat and throw him out myself.
Hey, who's the decider? Who gets to be the paragon of morality? Who gets to be the decider of what's respectful?
I know.
You know, something I've done this before. I've called a black woman the C word.
Oh boy, you're done.
Black women have no idea what that is.
They don't?
Black women are not offended by that.
Black women's not offended by that? I go up to Beyonce and I say that, I'll be okay?
You will be okay to say that to a black woman.
Wow, I never
knew
that.
But say it to a white woman, they will lose their damn mind. the C word to a white woman is the same as the N word to a black person. But to a black woman, it means nothing. So that's what I mean by who decides what's respectful.
Yeah, I get it.
A black woman should be like, oh, okay, whatever.
Well, I get that. I didn't know that, but I get it. That's something I got to be honest. I don't know if I've really ever called anyone that. Mumbled it under my breath. I don't think I've ever out loud said that to somebody.
I say it at least 5 times a day. 2 times before breakfast.
It's not your baby mamas now, is it?
I was talking about my daughter. Me and my daughter were sitting here watching a Samuel L. Jackson movie.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, Samuel L. Jackson, and he's famous for saying motherfucker in his movies.
Everything.
So we're sitting on the couch, and my 2-year-old daughter, sitting there, and Samuel L. Jackson, of course, screams out, motherfucker! And my daughter, 2-year-old daughter, she's just learning to talk. Screams out motherfucker like it was not her first time saying it.
Oh my God. Children's Services, please ignore this podcast. G.R. Goodwin is really a good father, and he just happens to only have one channel. It's the Samuel L. Jackson channel.
Screamed it like she meant it.
Well, at least she's got a future in movies, maybe. You know? Right. She's gonna do pulp black fiction.
Right. See, but now I gotta teach her that that's not the thing to say.
No, yes. Hey, listen, take this from a teacher's husband. Don't let her go to school and say it to a teacher.
I used to say it to teachers all the time.
Yeah, well, that's why you didn't graduate.
That was a different time.
Talking with GR. Hey, GR, let me ask you a question. Let's flip it around a little bit, sports-wise. You say you're down there in Florida now. Your teams suck.
My team?
What I mean in Florida, the teams, I mean the pro teams. It's not a good state of affairs down there right now, is it?
Well, I'm a Falcons fan.
Well,
I'm an Atlanta everything fan.
So this interview that started well is about to die quickly.
I'm an Atlanta, but I pay attention to the Bucks because of course they're in the NFC South with the Falcons.
Right, right.
And they're about to get AD, right? Didn't AD say he was coming to the Bucks?
Oh, who? Peterson?
Peterson, yeah.
No, Saints. He's done with the Saints. Signed deal
all
with
the
Saints.
See, right. Okay, yeah. Listen to him. Right. He's going to the Saints. Jameis Winston is in his what, third year
yeah.
with the Bucks.
He hit any women lately?
What's that?
He hit any women lately?
Oh, that was alleged. He cleared him. No, that wasn't. No, he didn't hit.
Must have been fake news.
Yeah, that was fake. Yeah, that's fake news. But no. And the Bucks got the wide receiver from Washington, from the Redskins.
Yeah, no, you're out. Don't worry. I'm not trying to make you be like Howard Cosell here or anything.
No. I'm saying the NFC South is tough, man. I mean,
it is tough.
You got to think the Panthers are going to bounce back this year.
Oh yeah, he'll do better. You know, I don't think that Dabber. Boy, how did I lose his name? Cam Newton. I don't think he'll bounce back a little bit, but you know, I've never liked him. You know that.
And my Falcons, hopefully that devastating Super Bowl collapse doesn't destroy my team.
Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I hope they survive. I wanted to see Atlanta do well. I did. Wanted to see them. I still, my heart still bleeds for the folks in the South. I still, you know, my Chattanooga folk, my Atlanta folks, you know, they were all good to me for the most part. And I always wish them well, and I like to see them do well. But I am, when it comes to the Vols, I am fake news.
Are you a Vols hater?
Well, you know, that's what they tell me I am.
Yeah, I'm a Vols fan, and I've been a Vols hater for the last 8 to 10 years.
I don't know how you could be. It scares me. I don't know how you can. Now, I remember, and I don't know if you remember this, I was going through some pictures from many moons ago at this point, when they did a birthday roast for me. Do you remember that?
At the Comedy Catch.
Yeah, at the Comedy Catch, and some folks brought me Tennessee gear to wear. And I got pictures of me with a Tennessee visor and a shirt, and I went, oh my gosh, no wonder I hid those.
I think I was out of town during that roast. I was doing a gig out of town. So
yeah, you were. We did that, but you know, it's crazy. You know, I've done. You've seen me destroy a stage.
Oh yeah,
I'm not good at it. Hey, you know what was funny though is after all of your seasoning and you know things that I've done. Do you know when I first got to town? Well, it's been about four years ago. Do you know I actually hosted at one of the casinos at a comedy club for a live recording of someone's comedy CD?
Really?
Yeah. Matter of fact, for the people on Facebook, I'm going to turn around. And my very good friend who was a part of my show on the network for 3 years, Stephen Thomas, I'm holding it up, okay? His CD, Magic Wife Dust. And he said to me, he says, and they were doing it at the Orleans, Big Al's at the time, unfortunately. Big Al's is gone. He says, hey, I want you to host the show for me. They're recording my CD. I'm like, you want me to ruin it? And I wrote, you know, I wrote myself about five minutes worth of material, and it went good.
Really?
Yeah, it went good. You'd have been proud of me. You can look that up on my website or on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to do that.
Yeah, and I actually intro him on his CD. I get a credit.
Okay, I'm just going to take your word for it because I'm probably not going to look at that.
No, it's good. Well, he's a good white comedian. Yeah, you're just going to throw him in a pot with all the other white comedians that you don't like them.
No. I'll watch his part. I'm just going to fast forward through your part.
Oh, well, it's only a second and a half when I intro him. You can get through it real quick.
Hey, what about Vegas getting the Raiders?
Well, I actually like it. Now, there are a lot of people that have talked about it, and a lot of the locals, it's kind of split. You know, it's half and half. A lot of the people are mad they're spending money for the stadium. But the truth of the matter is that a lot of people, what I think a lot of them don't understand is they're taxing the visitors in their hotel rooms. It's not coming out of the tax base that I pay into or anybody else that lives here pays. It's coming from the tourists in the tax. Now, they're all mad because then they also say, well, now we need infrastructure and they're going to have to spend on roads and blah, blah, blah. Okay, yes, you are. But you're going to have a world-class facility. You're going to bring in the NFL to the city. You're going to probably be able to get, you know, bigger college bowl games, maybe a championship. Maybe you can get an NCAA championship. There's going to be a lot that you can do there, and I'm okay with it. There, you know, now, mind you, this city didn't allow a hotel tax to educate the kids, but they'll do it for the Raiders. That's another story for another day that I didn't like, but I'm good with it. I'm really, I'm not a Raiders fan, but I will, I think I would support them. I think I could get behind them in Vegas. I'm looking forward to it.
And a football team in Vegas, I'm picking every player on that team in my fantasy draft.
You are?
Every player.
What kind of fantasy draft?
Oh, we got a big fantasy draft that we do every year that I lost in the Super Bowl this year. But a football team in Vegas, all that betting going on out there, yes. I'm betting. I'm picking every player, even the kicker, even Janikowski. Picking Janikowski, everybody. The coach, yeah. Al Davis. Al Davis is pumping his fist in his grave right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's loving it. Absolutely, he's loving it. And he's looking down on his son and going, damn, kid, I didn't think you were that smart.
Looking down. What are you talking about? Looking up.
Looking up. Looking up. I didn't think of that. Is he down there in hell then?
What's that?
So Al's down in hell, huh?
Man, we do that way too much when somebody passes away. We just automatically give them looking down. No, man, tell the truth.
Okay, yeah, maybe he's down there with this guy. Hold on.
He's looking up at us right now. Yeah.
Maybe he's here with this guy. Listen.
Knock, knock.
Yes, Jimmy.
Don't forget. You're shoving a pineapple up Hitler's ass at 4 p.m.
Hitler's looking down at us right now like, hey, that was false news, guys. None of that was true.
No, but so, you know, you got a point. Why does everyone go straight to heaven?
Everybody. We give everybody that. As soon as they pass away, yeah, he's in a better place. What do you mean? Hell? No, that's not a better place. I'd rather be here.
Hey, you're on this podcast. You may be in hell.
Ha. The listeners may be in hell right now.
No, I do think so. We had 72 people watching on Facebook. There's two left.
Oh, I did my job.
Hey, you know what I got? Now, for the people, and you'll be able to go back and see this, but the people look at the studio. I got the TV in the background. I got a movie on, and I got a movie running. You know, of course, I've got it muted. I got all Major League behind me.
Oh, that's one of my favorite movies. I love Major League.
Isn't it? I mean, Major League is a great flick. I mean, I think it's cinematic genius that doesn't get its due.
Oh man, Charlie Sheen. I mean, just the all star cast of characters. Doran. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. I can watch if I'm turning the TV and that's on at any point. I'm stopping to watch it.
I cannot hit curveball. Straight ball, I hit it very much. Curveball, that's our friend.
You know, I mean, I love that. But you know the one thing, and you know, we're going here, and we just got a few more minutes, because I was only going to keep you for 10 minutes, but I'm having fun, and I don't care. So I was looking at one thing. Talk about movies, right? And I was going to talk about this, all right? Movies. Did you see that in the movies that Fate of the Furious became the all-time like world box office movie? Are you kidding me? I've never watched one Fast and Furious, and I got no desire to ever watch it.
We're in the same boat on that one. Maybe I'm an old white guy too. I've never seen one of those movies.
Yeah, I don't see it. Now the other one I don't get, which people yell at me all the time for, is Star Wars. I don't watch Star Wars movies.
Oh, you're not an American. You might as well move to North Korea. What the hell's wrong with you?
I was in the missile that failed. But
you hadn't seen one Star Wars movie?
Let me tell you, I did not watch one Star Wars movie. Let me tell you how this happened. Never in my life, one Star Wars movie. When I was in Chattanooga, if you'll remember, there was a guy on the other station, Gary Poole. And
okay.
Gary said, you got to, because I would always say it and watch. He says, you got to watch one. He brings in the DVD for one for the first original Star Wars. I watched half of it. I said, that's enough. I'm out. Give me Spaceballs. But I'm not watching Star Wars.
Wait a minute. That movie, when did that movie come out? In the 70s?
When I was a kid.
Right. What was wrong with you then?
Because I was an idiot.
I mean, 70s, everybody was smoking weed and doing drugs.
Not me. Nope. I did a lot of wrong things. I never smoked a thing. That's the God's honest truth.
And never too late, sir. Never too late.
It's legal here now, too. But I just movies, Star Wars, never watched them. Yeah, when they come out, I go, oh, I don't want to go to the theater to watch anything else because I don't want to be around all that. Don't want to do it. Never watched Star Wars. I'll tell you another movie that the world loved when it came out. Like Titanic, never seen it.
I've seen it. It's terrible. I'm going to tell you a movie. I think the last movie I went to the movie theater to see was 12 Years a Slave. And I went by myself because I just felt like this is not a movie that I need to share with anybody else. I need to be by myself. And when I was standing in the line to get my ticket.
Did you leave everybody else home chained up?
Oh, ha, funny. I'm standing in line, and there's a white lady that's like standing 12 inches away from me. So I move up, and she's 12 inches away from me. And I turn around and say, lady, I'm about to go see 12 Years a Slave. You shouldn't be standing this close to me.
Now, I haven't seen that one either. I need to. I'm going to watch. What's the movie that they just did with the ladies behind the scene at NASA? I'm forgetting the name of it now.
Yeah, I forget the name of it.
Yeah,
too,
I just saw that it's on demand now. I think I'm going to watch that one. But, you know, movies, I don't get. I'm not a big fan of all the ones that the world is a fan of. Because I just like being different.
Oh, I love being different. Usually that's the best way to be. Usually everybody that's going in the same direction is going in the wrong direction.
Hold on. Say that again.
Everybody that's going in the same direction is going in the wrong direction. If everybody, if I'm standing in the crowd and I hear some gunshots and everybody runs to the right, I'm running to the left.
Okay. Well, that's a bumper sticker. I like that.
Oh yeah, that's a real thing.
You should sell that at your shows.
It's actually a saying. The Kansas City Snuffle. There was a movie about it. Like if everybody goes left, go right.
Okay, well that's what they say in Vegas with sports gambling too. If the public's going one way, go the other. Hey, listen, brother, I appreciate it. We went longer than I thought, but I greatly appreciate it. I enjoyed myself, folks. If you're ever, so privileged to see G.R. Goodwin's name on a marquee about to perform somewhere, make sure you check him out. He's down in the Tampa area now, but I'm sure he'll be touring again soon. He's a funny man. He's a good friend. And G.R., as always, I greatly appreciate you spending some time with me, my friend.
Nick, honored to be the first guest on your show, brother. First of many shows.
Thank you, and we'll do it again for sure.
My man.
Have a good one. G.R. Goodwin with us here on the program. Loved having him on board the show. Just really did. And you know what, my friends? Some things just really go. Hey, you can catch Nick's Just Saying the podcast at nicksjustsaying.com.
The end is near.
Okay? You can follow us on Facebook at Nick's Just Saying.
The final
iTunes,
curtain.
You can download it. YouTube, Nick's Just Saying, it's all there. We'll do it again next week.
I'll say it
and
clear,
as we always do, I'll do it my way.
I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more. Much more than this, I did it my way.
Coming to you from studios in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, you've been listening to Nick's Just Saying, the podcast. Join Nick again next week for the show. You can download and listen to the show at nicksjustsaying.podbean.com and follow the show on Facebook at Nick's Just Saying, the podcast. You can also follow Nick's Just Saying on Twitter at Nick's Just Saying. Nick's Just Saying podcast talks about sports, entertainment, politics, and life with a laugh. All right, we got through this show today. I'm guessing we can all use a stiff drink about now. Just saying.
And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there